Track 6 and more news stories. Pupils are standing up to hate crime. Primary school students in Bovey Tracy have produced some creative posters to support Devon and Cornwall Police's work to tackle hate crime across communities. The local police team worked with the Year 6 students from Bovey Tracy Academy to teach them about what hate crime is and the harmful impact it has on people. Students created hand-drawn posters to raise awareness about the different forms of hate crime and how to report it. Police Community Support Officer Paul Wilson led the project and recently visited the school with Inspector Sean Roper to hand out certificates to all the children involved. These children are the next generation of adults. Having these conversations with them early on can help shape the person they grow up to be and the way they interact with people in the future. We want to play our part in fostering a community of respect and diversity. This project has been an effective way for us to connect with students, to raise awareness of hate crime and the importance of inclusivity and kindness. The children took part in an interactive session about hate crime, learning more about protected characteristics and what to do if they experience hate crime. Two posters were selected to be used in future hate crime awareness campaigns in the local area. Police Constable Ruth Lee from the South Devon Diverse Communities team helped select the two campaign posters. It's great to see how engaged the children were. It was clear they had learnt a lot, PC Lee said. As police officers, we support schools to educate around hate crime and the impact it can have on individuals and communities. It's an opportunity for us to empower children and help them recognise the effect of their own actions and those of others, PC Lee added.
Iconic black swans laying new eggs. Three new black swan eggs have been laid on a nesting site in Dawlish. The latest eggs follow the first egg being attacked by seagulls. Despite the setback, the breeding pair of Dad Bert and Mum Kimber are continuing with their next brood. The nesting area in rushes beside the brook has been cordoned off for the swans' safety and comfort. A spokesperson for Dawlish Waterfowl Warden said, "Kimber's nesting area has been sectioned off for now. Please be respectful of our waterfowl's home and report any suspicious or antisocial behaviour to the police." A few days earlier, the pair had been seen building up the nest in preparation. News that the first egg had been attacked was a disappointment. But the waterfowl warden said, "As terrible as this may seem, it is just a natural part of life for these birds." Bert and Kimber previously had six eggs in September last year. Those offspring, of which four remain, are now juveniles. Two died when just a few months old. One was possibly attacked by a seagull and the other died in November from ill health. The arrival of the next generation, the fourth brood for Bert and Kimber, has delighted their fans. Well-wishers took to social media to express their fondness for the birds. One said, "It's so lovely how devoted they are to each other and to their offspring when they're so young." The swans have been an emblem of Dawlish for more than 50 years. There are records of them in the early 20th century, but they died out between the two world wars. In the late 1940s, Captain G.R.S. Pittman, a game warden in Uganda, presented a pair of black swans to Dawlish in memory of his parents. And there's a lovely photograph with the article of one of the black swans standing proudly over the three new eggs.
Work to affect Exeter to London rail services. Weekend train services between Exeter and London will be affected by engineering work. Services will be revised and diverted on Saturday, January the 18th, Sunday, January the 19th, Saturday, January the 25th, and Sunday, January the 26th. South Western Railway is advising customers to plan ahead of the next two weekends, as maintenance in the Wimbledon area will affect services across the whole SWR network. This includes long-distance services between London Waterloo and Exeter St David's. Services will be revised and diverted, taking longer than normal, with some journeys starting and finishing at Basingstoke. Peter Williams, South Western Railway's Customer and Commercial Director, said customers should plan ahead if they intend to travel on these weekends in January, as engineers carrying out vital maintenance at one of the busiest parts of our network. There will be a large number of service changes, with rail replacement buses operating on our suburban routes and with long-distance services revised and diverted. Diverted services will take around 30 minutes longer than usual, so customers should allow extra time when travelling. We're very sorry for the disruption and we're very grateful for our customers' patience. The work will see Network Rail engineers renew approximately 800 metres of track, ballast and sleepers between Wimbledon and Earlsfield. They will also replace points and install 100 metres of conductor rail, which powers trains. South West Rails have said this work will improve the reliability of the track in the area, reducing the number of faults caused by rail and wheel wear, and provide customers with a smoother ride as the layout of the track is improved.
A man has been jailed for 26 years after being convicted of non-recent sexual offences committed against two children. Alan Batchelor, 73, of Vale Road, King's Kerswell, pleaded guilty to four counts of causing or inciting a child under 13 to engage in sexual activity. He pleaded not guilty and was tried for 14 other offences. Batchelor, however, was convicted by a jury of all offences at Exeter Crown Court. He appeared back at the Crown Court for sentence. The victims in this case have shown immense bravery to disclose what happened to them, and without them, Batchelor would have been able to continue with his day-to-day life. This case shows that it is never too late to report sexual abuse and that victims will be believed.
Slimming World Group finds new home. A local Slimming World Group has found a new home at a social club. In need of a new permanent venue, Ashburton's branch of the weight loss organisation reached out to Buckfast Lee Rangers Social Club, and the club have welcomed the group with open arms. Slimming World consultant Catherine Porter said, "As a weight loss organisation, we need to be able to provide a service for our members 52 weeks of the year, and I'm excited to be able to have this guaranteed at the social club. I can't wait to welcome old and new members to this lovely venue." Buckfast Lee Rangers Social Club's chairman, Matt Wick, said, "The club is a not-for-profit venue which has undergone major refurbishment in the last couple of years and is set in the heart of Buckfast Lee community. Boasting its own car park, two meeting rooms, as well as a kitchen and ramped access to suit most abilities, it's a great setting for events, parties and training days, and is available for hire 7 days a week. We're pleased to welcome Catherine and her members as new permanent users."
Woman dies after M&S collision. A woman in her 80s has died after being hit by a car at the Willows. Police are appealing for witnesses and dashcam footage following the collision. Emergency services were called around 4:20 on the afternoon of Thursday, January the 9th, after a red Citroen C3 was in collision with a woman within Marks and Spencer car park at the Willows. The woman, in her 80s and from Bovey Tracy, sustained life-threatening injuries and was taken to Derriford Hospital, but sadly she died later the same evening in hospital. The male driver from Paignton was not injured. Police are investigating the circumstances surrounding the collision and would like to speak with any witnesses or anyone who may have captured the incident on dashcam.